Welcome to the Cold Steel Surgical Podcast with your hosts, Amir Farouk and Chad Ball.
Dr. Jones, can you tell us a little bit about the Queen's General Surgery Residency Program and what makes it unique?
Well, thank you very much for having me today. It's a pleasure to be here. So the Queen's Residency Program is like many other programs in that it's 5 years with CBD. I think the one thing that we can say about Queen's is that we are a little ahead of the curve in competency-based medical education. You know, we sort of came to it first. And so all of our residents have gone through now. I can't say that we're a very well-oiled machine, but I think we're getting there. And I think we're ahead of the curve in the way that we look at our resident assessment. So I think that's sort of one thing that we can say about a residency program that maybe is a little bit different from others in that we really have got that assessment piece and the flow through going well. So as I said, it's a five-year program. Our first year in general surgery is very standardized in that we have exposure to general surgery, we have exposure to emergency medicine, and some people say, well, why do you do that? And we do that because that really teaches the junior residents how to know the system, how to order those tests in emergency, and how to and also to meet people, which is really important because emergency is our big through flow. As it is with everybody. Then in the first year, you'll also have some exposure to our Oshawa site, which is our community general surgery rotation. That's also a fantastic experience as a junior resident because you're there basically on your own with very few other learners. So you get to run the service, your first assist in the operating room. And by the time you've done your first block there, you're getting comfortable with putting in port sites and maybe opening at the laparotomy incision. Your second, and so as you move through your first year, you also do vascular surgery, which you need exposure to, transference of technical skills, and looking after sick patients. Your second year is when you really start to see more general surgery. We like to start you off in general surgery with your exposure to the different clinical teaching units, of which we have four. So 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1 is colorectal, 2 hepatobiliary, 3 is oncology and pediatric surgery, 4 is our acute care service. And then we do have 6 too, can't count obviously, which is our bariatric program. And we start you off with exposure to those services in your second year, almost as a second round, because you will have seen some of them in your first year. This is very important because by the middle of your second year, you will be transitioning from taking junior call to senior call. This is very early in your career. It's a very early transition of responsibility. And the reason that we have chosen to do this and shifted it a little bit earlier in our program this year is because we really like to see our residents starting to operate early, to start to gain that independence that they need as they move through the program. And also, as I mentioned earlier on, it gives us a good assessment of your skills and where we might need to tweak things, which is really important. Third, fourth, and fifth year is sort of graduated responsibility through general surgery. In your fourth year, you get your elective time. And in your chief year, we try, and in fact, for the most part, you do rotate through every service. So I think that's our program in a nutshell. You also have exposure to thoracic surgery. You have exposure to trauma as trauma team captain. And as with many other programs, we have a significant amount of simulation now. And we also have a trauma cadaveric lab.
Fantastic. So I think
that's our program in a nutshell.
Fantastic. You know, some of the things that I've noticed, I think, are strengths about the program are it's a relatively small program and it's a very tight-knit group of people. I think the fact that, you know, you rotate through there's basically two main hospitals, one ambulatory site, and then the acute or the main tertiary kind of care center at KGH. I think that's kind of a unique setup in that, you know, you really get to know everybody. As you say, you get to build relationships. Like, you know, you walk around with Z, who's one of the chief residents here, and there's basically nobody in the hospital who he doesn't know. Can you tell us, you know, besides some of the things that I've noticed, what do you think are really some of the strengths of the Queen's General Surgery Program in your mind?
I think you've alluded to it. There are about 20 residents in the program at one time. That doesn't mean that there's 20 residents clinically active because some residents will step out to do clinical investigator program or other PhDs or masters. So I would say on average, there's about 16 to 18 residents in the program clinically active. There are 13 faculty. So that's a very strong faculty to resident ratio. And as you said, you meet the faculty on day one and you see them throughout your residency. Because when you're covering the acute care service, which you do, whatever service you're on in general surgery, you will come across different, the same faculty. So every time you take, you're on the acute care service and covering call, you'll meet those faculty. One of those 13 will be the people that you meet. And so you're seeing those same faculty throughout your training. And because of that, they get to know your skills, they get to know the level that you're at, and they get to know what you need to succeed. So not only do you have a mentor within the program, but every one of those faculty is also your mentor because they see you all the time. I think that's the biggest strength to our program. The other strength to our program, I think, is the, as I mentioned earlier, our assessment process and really tweaking that. The other two strengths to our program is that we've demonstrated over the last few years that we're very receptive to feedback. And I think that when a general surgery residents look at what they want as a good training program, they want a few things. They want to know that you have volume, that you are going to have enough operative experience. And we do that because, again, it's that spiral curriculum, right? You start and you move right through and you go through the same clinical teaching units and you meet the same people. So you're always being exposed. You want to know that the program is responsive to change. Change not only at the request of the resident and the faculty, but also the request of the environment, right? So you want to know that we're looking at everything that's going on around us. I think we do that well. And what the resident also wants to know is that they're going to fit in. They're going to fit into the program. And I think we do a good job of that in our interview process and in our selection process. And then once you're within our program, the residents will certainly say that this becomes home. And I think that's very important.
Yeah, and an editorial note, I know that you are incredibly hardworking and take a lot of interest and, you know, review all the residents' progress really in detail and really like really get granular with trying to help someone with their whatever their specific needs are. So I'll make that editorial comment on my own. What do typically graduates do after graduating from Queen's? Do they most of them go on to do fellowship or community practice or a bit of a mix? What do people usually go on to do?
It's a mix for sure. I think as I mentioned, changing landscapes mean that more residents are doing fellowships. More residents are doing fellowships before they go and work in the community. That's because our definition of a community hospital, I think, has changed significantly over the last 10 years. So we prepare our residents to go into fellowships that are more acute, more academic centers. So some will be going into thoracic fellowships. We've had people going into surgical oncology, acute care service fellowships, breast oncology fellowships, the gamut. And we do have residents going directly into community practice, not doing another fellowship, but just moving directly into community practice. So it's, I would say that currently it's 60% fellowship based and the remainder community practice. We also look very closely at your elective blocks during your fourth year to really streamline them as to where you think your future career plans lie. It's very important. So this year, for example, we had a resident go through the obstetrics program in preparation for doing some obstetrics. So we're quite flexible in that regard. And I think also, as you alluded to, because we're a very small center, even if you're not in the obstetrical program, you will probably know, the residents will probably know everybody in the obstetrical program. And so therefore getting advice, being able to slip you into that program for a period of time is usually relatively easy.
That's fantastic. How many residents typically do you take a year?
It's variable. We have a mixed, sort of a mixed interest in residents. So we'll occasionally take a foreign funded graduate. We have three guaranteed Canadian funded positions every year. And then we have a fourth that comes around sort of every 2 or 3 years. So currently this year we're taking four Canadian graduates. And that I would say is the average around four, because sometimes we'll have residents transfer into our program, etc. So it's around four a year. And we have around 120 applicants a year for the program, for the spot positions.
Right. You know, I've come to enjoy and appreciate the city of Kingston myself and kind of all it has to offer and appreciate what a lovely place it is. But maybe tell, for anyone who hasn't been to Kingston before, what is Kingston like and what is the city like and what are the surrounding areas have to offer?
So I'm a great Kingston fan, having lived here for a long time and then moved away and came back. Kingston has a lot to offer. So outside of the city of Kingston, if you like hiking, sailing, canoeing, kayaking, you can do all of those things. It's a big joke that you can leave your core room and go sit in your canoe on the lake within 5 minutes. I haven't actually done that myself. So paddle boarding, all of those things. Like I just take my paddleboard 5 minutes down the road and plop it in. So that all of those things are very, very much available. The city of Kingston is relatively small compared to most other cities. And I think many of our faculty and residents will say, compared to the size, we have very, very good restaurants. Downtown is fantastic. Like last night when I drove home, people were skating. You know, it took me 5 minutes from the hospital to get to the skating rink where I fell flat on my face, but that's fine. And so all the amenities, you know, if you're a family, there's everything in Kingston that you need. The schools are great, different languages, culture is good. There's the Grand Theatre. So you have lots of things to keep you entertained. The other good thing, I think, is that Kingston is actually much closer to Ottawa and Montreal than people think. So it's really a 2 minute drive to the Ottawa airport, 2.5 minute drive, two hour drive to Ottawa, 2.5 to Montreal, and a little bit more to Toronto.
Yeah. I'd echo all the things that you said, and it's been a lovely place to come to know. So just in closing, and thank you again for your time and really all the work that you do for the general surgery residency program. I don't think people really realize all the work that goes into being a program director and the dedication that it takes. So thank you for doing that. What do you have any advice for the prospective applicant, specifically, let's say for Queens, but perhaps more generally going into this CARMS cycle, any advice that you give to applicants in terms of approaching their interview and perhaps even making the decision to go into their residency program or making their rank list?
So as I have always said to my children, to my residents, stay calm under pressure. It will all work out. present yourself, I always say, in your interviews. I think that's the main thing. Stay calm under pressure and it will all go well. The thing that you need to know, it doesn't matter whatever program you choose, wherever you go, general surgery is a hard program. You will have to work hard. You need to be resilient. You need to look towards the future. And you need to know that you're going into a fantastic profession. It might take you time to settle in, but at the end of it, you will know that you've done the right thing. Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Cold Steel, the official podcast of the Canadian Journal of Surgery. If you like what you've heard, please leave us a review on iTunes. We love to hear your thoughts, comments, and feedback, so send us an email at podcast.cjs@gmail.com or tweet at us @CanJSurge. Thanks again.